Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com. Welcome to Nightmarica, right? This is a really surprising thing. I mean, not in the great scheme of things, because if you look at history, you know, every time there was some great step forward for equality, for equal rights, that sort of thing, it was always followed by a backlash from white guys who are like Christian or conservative in power. And so, you know, this is to a certain degree to be expected, but the numbers were all missing to suggest that this was something that was going to happen. And that's the thing that threw me off. I wouldn't have been so calm if I hadn't like looked at the science and thought, okay, yeah, those numbers make sense. I mean, everybody's always freaking out in the news about, you know, the latest poll that, says this or that or whatever, but it's like a single poll. You have to look at an amalgam of polls. You can't just, you know, look at one and go, okay, well, look, everything's different now. Oh my God, freak out, you know. You know, the problem ended up being, according to the statisticians that I follow, or I tried to keep up with anyway, was that there's this thing they're calling the hidden Trump supporter. It's the Trump supporter who doesn't admit to it, and certainly not when they're being polled. And because that's what ended up throwing all the numbers off was that, you know, there's just a ton more people going for Trump than anybody admitted. And so, you know, I guess it's one of those things where, like, you know, yeah, if you tell your enemy what you're doing, you know, they'll know to come out in force in this case. And if you don't tell your enemy what you're doing, or don't somehow let your enemy know what you're doing, then your strategy is safe and sound, and they all have a false sense of security. So it kind of makes sense, and it really is a nice example for all Americans for why they should get out and vote in a situation like this, because now I have to reevaluate my view on things. I was thinking about giving up and, you know, just bowing out of giving a crap or paying attention or doing anything politically. And actually, I'm going to have to keep voting, apparently, because, you know, there are enough idiots out there who just keep thinking, yeah, let's vote for the bad candidate. You know, it's like, I there's a part of me that just cannot accept. I almost said escape. That's ironic. There's a part of me that still can't accept what has actually occurred. And I know rationally it's happened, but but I guess wishful thinking dictates, or any amount of hope that that you want to feel right now dictates that you not give up all hope and not just assume that, you know, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, is a sure thing at this point. I mean, I look at things like the actual demographics of the votes that make no sense, you know, to suggest that maybe there's something else going on here. Like, I don't know, tons of Latinos and blacks apparently voted for him, and women, lots of women, despite the fact that 12 women have come out and said and accused him of, you know, sexual assault. You know, it's just those kinds of things that are weird. Also, the things to consider are that a lot of states don't have all of their ballots counted yet. That's the problem with the way the networks behave. Another gripe I have about the media is that, you know, they just project things. And it's like, can we just wait until all the numbers are counted, all the ballots are actually counted? Can we just do that? Because at, like, minutes after North Carolina was called on Tuesday night, I got a breaking news notification on my phone saying that 93,000 votes or ballots had not been included in the tally. So that's 93,000. That's not nothing. It wouldn't be enough to sway the win away from Trump, But it's significant, and we should know the actual numbers, because who knows, you know, maybe there's another, you know, 50,000 ballots laying around, or, you know, 200, or who knows. You know, the point is, we always feel like we have to rush through this, and that's what started to really worry me when I was, you know, watching the results come in, and I'm like, why isn't Hillary just trouncing him? Every statistic I had seen, you know, in the days and, you know, leading up to the election, really, you know, suggested a heavy win from her, and all of those damn statistics. You know, 538.com, I mean, they should probably shut down. I mean, I'm sure there are other things they do and they've done well, but this was a big mistake. This was a huge mistake for them. And it's just, they misled tons of people and tons of voters. And, you know, and it's just, that's not good. That's just not good. And so now we're stuck with this situation where we have this madman who's going to the White House in January. But there is, like I said, there is hope, and obviously this is going to be a case of wishful thinking to a certain degree, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope this could actually work, and I think it can because of all the other crazy-ass things that have been going on, so why not, right? Okay, so here's the deal. The Electoral College, right? Trump got over, to, I think it's 279, 280-something, I forget what the total tally was. I couldn't bear to look at it, actually. But he got all the votes, all the electoral votes he needed. However, he narrowly lost the actual popular vote from what I've heard. This may have changed. I haven't checked it in the last 12 hours. But the point is, if Hillary's lead in the popular vote holds, there is a moral obligation, I say, for the actual people who are the Electoral College, the electors, to vote in the direction of America. You know, they need to look at the numbers and see, you know, that the vast majority of America wants this, first off. And then second off, fucking Trump, man. He is the worst possible candidate. He is the worst possible person to be in the White House. I mean, you cannot argue with Hillary's logic when she said, you don't want anybody who can be baited with a tweet to be in charge of the nuclear codes. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. So that's the thing. And so I really feel like there's a chance that we can appeal to the electors to you know, turn on their duty and you know, actually vote for the good of the country. Now, in some states, you're not allowed to as an elector, but I say, fuck that, because guess what? We've seen the law get broken for much worse and much worse horrible things, like torture, like invading countries without probable cause, you know, blatant assassination of public figures, and murdering, playing judge, jury, and executioner of American citizens abroad with drones. These are all things that have happened in violation of our laws, domestic and international laws. So to me, something like this, which saves us from a clear madman, that's what the Electoral College was created for, folks. Seriously. You know, if you don't know that, you've never heard of the Electoral College or what its purpose is, look it up. That's what it's there for. It was literally there, created by the Founding Fathers to protect us from the tyranny of the mob, ironically, to make sure that the idiots don't vote in an idiot, someone who's not qualified to hold the office of the president. Well, guess what? It happened, you know? And they are idiots. I'm sorry, you know? I mean, I'm going to call a spade, kids, because this is ridiculous. These people are from mostly from the Midwest, from the middle America, who are supposed to be rural, salt-of-the-earth people who work real hard and don't trust them city slickers. Well, guess what? Guess what? You voted for a city slicker, you idiot. You know not to trust, but you did it anyway. And now I'm out of time. This is the Pete. Thanks for listening. I'll probably record another one soon. Thanks for listening.